Country Bob FM.
The train is leaving the station. Actually, it's left the station. It's derailed, and it's down an embankment at this point, Bob FM. Let's welcome Pastor Joe, special guest. People were just sick and tired of virtual Neil, so we had to bring in somebody else. So there you go. Thank you, Joe. Today, Friday.
So welcome. I love being here.
February 28th, 59th day of the year, 307 left to go, 1953 here this season. Let's remember the DNA. Let's say that this was when the whole Ancestry.com 23andMe thing kind of began, because in Cambridge, at Cambridge University, at Cambridge, Minnesota, not at People's Cafe, they didn't come up with the DNA. It was Dr. James Watson and Dr. Francis H.C. Crick, two scientists, discovered the double helix structure of DNA.
Wow.
And that set up everything, DNA testing, and obviously finding your real parents, are you or not your father. I tell you what, Maury Povich wouldn't have had a job if he wouldn't have had the DNA double helix structure, because he wouldn't be able to have his show, Are You or Are You Not the Father, 1953. Yeah. Did they ever do DNA on Darth Vader to make sure that he was Luke Skywalker's father? We don't know.
I don't know.
1970, Denmark, Led Zeppelin performed under the name Knobs, because in Denmark, the family of Ferdinand von Zeppelin threatened a lawsuit, copyright infringement, using his name. They were also upset because the cover of Led Zeppelin's debut album had a picture of the Hindenburg crashing and burning, which was a Zeppelin.
Wow.
So they were offended by that, and they said, you know what, you can't play here. So they changed their name to Knobs, N-O-B-S, Led Zeppelin, the state, 1970. Oh. 1979, let's remember.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed died on this date, the horse.
I miss him.
He lived to be a ripe old age in horse years of, I don't know, but 1979. 1983 was the last episode of MASH.
Whenever I see a big pair of feet or a cheesy mustache, I'll think of you. Whenever I smell month-old socks, I'll think of you. And the next time somebody nails my shoe to the floor, somebody gives me a martini that tastes like lighter fluid.
Hawkeye Pierce and BJ Honeycutt saying goodbye this date on MASH. Became the most watched program in television history. 125 million people tuned in. Do you remember the last episode of MASH?
I do remember it. Yes.
Remember watching that in 1983. I also remember watching the Grammys in 1984.
Yes, the record of the year is, she said, beat it, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson cleaned up at the Grammys in 1984. He won 8 Grammys. 7 were connected to the album Thriller. He won an 8th for contributing to E.T. the Extraterrestrials. A big, big day for Michael Jackson. He was wearing that sequin, I don't know what you call it, Admiral's kind of uniform, blue sequined. It was something to behold.
It was.
This day in 84, 93 in the news.
By late afternoon, law enforcement officials were bringing in reinforcements from the military and from area police department SWAT units. More than 100 officers to surround the complex with heavy firepower.
This was in Waco, Texas on this date. Federal agents and local law enforcement agencies, as you heard, engaged in a shootout with the Branch Davidians. 4 agents, 6 cult members killed in the crossfire. This started the 51-day standoff that ended, as you know, Joe, in that fiery conclusion, mm-hmm. where basically they burned themselves.
Burned the place
That's
down.
That's right. They set the place on fire. So that was back in 1993. 1996, Prince Charles and Princess Diana agreed to a divorce after 15 years of marriage. They had been on rocky, they'd been in rocky waters, choppy waters, for quite some time. That was in 96. 2000, this was a bombshell. I know where I was when I heard that Kathy Lee Gifford was going to be leaving the Live with Regis and Kathy Lee. Do you remember where you were when you heard that news?
I do not.
You should. You should. We all should. That was 2000. Let's remember Paul Harvey today.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. Paul Harvey. Good day.
He was the master of the pregnant pause. Do you utilize the pregnant pause in your sermons and in your preaching, Pastor Joe?
Absolutely.
You pause for effect, right?
Absolutely. Do it all the time. Paul. It bothers my wife. She goes, why did you pause for so long?
Paul Harvey perfected that, and he passed away on this date in 2009 at the age of 90. Jane Russell.
That's Jane Russell, starlet. Full figured then and full figured now. And today we gals know how to keep our full figures looking pretty. Under the smoothest fashions, try the Playtex 18-hour seamless bra.
Thank you, Jane Russell, for all you did in the world of women's undergarments. 2011, this date for actress Jane Russell. She died. She was 89. And then at the Academy Awards 2016.
And the Oscar goes to Leonardo DiCaprio.
Who would have thought the little young boy who showed up on Growing Pains would go on to win Academy Awards? Leonardo DiCaprio won his first ever Oscar this date for his role in The Revenant. That's a movie I still have yet to see. I hear good things, Joe.
I've never seen it. I've never seen it myself.
It's called The Revenant. Are you ready for birthdays now, Joe? And you're going to handle the gone but not forgotten, right?
Yeah, I'm going
to
handle.
You're good to go on that. Okay, very good.
These are
Let's go
famous,
with birthdays.
Famous people.
But you're not doing it yet. Not yet.
Oh!
Not yet. I get to do the living birthdays.
Okay.
I just want to make sure you're ready for when I give you
ready,
the cue,
okay? Locked, and loaded.
You're a little antsy there, Joe.
I
kind of get a little jumpy. That's all right. I know you're excited to be here.
I am the captain. This is the captain's table. The captain sits at the captain's table.
It was always an honor to be at the captain's table with Gavin McLeod. He was Meryl Stubing, Captain Stubing, on the Love Boat. Boy,
if
his hat could talk, right?
Oh.
His captain's hat could talk. Mm-hmm. He must have saw some things on that boat that really would make even the most hardened of folks just cringe. But he was on Mary Tyler Moore Show. He was Murray. He sat at the desk right next to Mary on the Mary Tyler Moore Show at WJM-TV. Gavin McLeod still with us here. Captain Stubing, he's 89 today. Mario Andretti, one of the great auto racers of all time, an Indy 500 legend. Mario Andretti is 50 today. How about Herb Tarlick?
What's it going to take with you, gentlemen? Well, you're talking to the sales manager here. Now, what do you want? Watches, jewelry, a side of beef fully dressed? I can fix anything. You want to meet Bert Convy in person? I mean, they don't call me Mr. Kickback for nothing.
I can tell you every radio sales manager is just like that. Just like Herb Tarlick wearing the plaid jacket. He was great on WKRP.
He was great. He was.
Frank Bonner, 78. Bernadette Peters.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Oh, I missed.
Her and Steve Martin in The Jerk.
Mm.
Bernadette Peters, singer, yep, dancer, and actress. She is a triple threat, and she's 72 today. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Do you know your WWF wrestling, Joe?
No, not really. I don't watch it.
The day has finally come. The minutes, the seconds. We have reached our moment. As you and I climb into the ring, we clash like two titans. But there will only be one winner.
Yeah, that's right. That's all. There will only be one winner, unless there's a disqualification, of course. And as you know, Joe, in a disqualification, what? The title doesn't change hands.
No.
They don't change the belt when there's a disqualification. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat is 67. Gilbert Gottfried.
Wait a second. I've got an idea. Is there something that I have in this office that I could hand to you and that would make you kind of forget that you're holding those little pink tickets there?
He liked to shout a lot when he would do his comedy. There he is from Beverly Hills Cop 2. He was the Aflac Duck for the longest time until he said some controversial statements and they ushered him out. Gilbert Gottfried, 65 today. Hey. There's glitter everywhere. There might even be, somebody might even track a little glitter into the Cowboy Church up at Ham Lake. You're going to want to check your carpet.
I'll check it out.
There might be some glitter in there.
We don't have any carpet there, so.
You don't? Okay, that's a good idea. That's good. It helps with allergies. The less carpet you have, the less chance you have with the old allergy thing going on there. The allergens don't have a place to hide. Cindy Wilson of the B-52s is 63 on our list today.
How to do, ladies? Name of Pete.
Go to sleep, you little baby. Everybody
they turned him into a horny frog, as I recall, on Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? John Turturro, he was Pete in that movie. He's done a lot of acting. He's done directing as well. Happy birthday. He is 63. Thanks for keeping the group Mr. Mister in our thought process into the 2000s there. Patrick Monahan, lead singer of the group Train. Have you ever heard this song, Joe?
I have.
That's good, because if Neil was sitting there, he'd say he'd never heard it.
No, this one
I think he would have recognized. But Patrick Monahan from Train is 51. And
cool.
Jason Aldean, country singer, is 43. We'll kick off the Bobathon with Jason Aldean. Happy birthday to him. He's 43. Now, here's Pastor Joe with the Gons But Not Forgottens.
Finally, I'm here. All right. These famous people, you know, celebrated these birthdays on this same day. So the first one I see here is noted gangster Bugsy Siegel, born 1906.
He was had a big part in the beginning of Las Vegas.
That's true.
Financed a lot of the early casinos.
There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes with that guy. And then actress Billy Bird, born 1908.
My husband used to dress like a gladiator and make me pull his chariot.
Whenever they needed kind of a weird older lady, kind of with a goofy voice, she's one of the ladies they would call upon, Billy Bird.
Yeah, well, her credits include the TV shows Benson and Dear John.
So. And that clip was from Dear John.
Yeah, that's really cool. Then actor Charles Dunning, born 1923.
I'm Doc Hopper, inviting you to hop on down and get some Hopper's French fried frog legs. Right here, at the sign of the Bright Green Legs.
Good grief.
Yes, good grief, Kermit. Charles Durning, there he is, his Doc Hopper. He was an Oh Brother, We're Out, though, too, right?
Yeah, he was. Tootsie in the TV series Rescue Me and Evening Shade. That's one caught my attention. I remember Evening Shade. And then Rock and Hall famer Brian Jones. He was born in 1942, and he was original member of the Rolling Stones, Brian Jones. And then this last one, Pro Football Hall of Famer Bubba Smith.
Y'all be good now.
He was good in Police Academy. He was Hightower.
He was Hightower. I remember that.
Your staff forgot one, though.
I'm Earl Scheib. I'll paint any car for just $99.95.
Do you remember Earl Scheib?
I do.
He was
the painter.
Was him versus Mako, pretty much. And
they must
have been in this market. I don't think they are anymore. I don't see any ads for them anymore, but they must have been, because I remember that ad.
Yeah.
I'm Earl Scheib.
Yep.
Earl Scheib, 1907. Now they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
Forgotten. Oh, and I looked ahead. Leap Day birthdays, probably the most famous Leap Day birthdays. Dinah Shore, 1916. Gone but not forgotten. Jimmy Dorsey, band leader, 1904. A Leap Day birthday. Gone but not forgotten. Cam Ward, Stanley Cup champion goaltender, 1984. And rapper Ja Rule has a Leap Day birthday, born 1976. So those are the Leap Day birthdays. We need to get those in, too, because they only get mentioned every 4 years. And not even this year on the Almanac. We don't have an Almanac for the 29th. So
I'm going to ask you a question. Do you know what year rapping started?
What year rapping started? It was the late 70s with the Sugar Hill Gang.
That's the first one?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It was Sugar Hill Gang. Rapper's Delight, I think, was the kind of the first one, or at least it's regarded as the first one with widespread appeal. So that's it. Thank
that's
you, Joe.
It. Thank
Joe,
you.
Again, the time of your show again on Sunday here.
Sunday morning, every Sunday morning, not just some Sunday, every
right.
Sunday morning, 8 a.m. to 8:30.
Transformation Sunday.
There you go.
Thank you.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY. Fair